It's like living in a prison with no bars. Just thoughts. Walls made of whispers, concrete built from what's wrong with you. The air is thick with judgment, I breathe in anxiety and exhale silence so nobody sees the cracks beneath. My heart beats like a warning bell no one hears, a siren screaming for peace inside a padded mind. I smile around family dinners but feel like a ghost at my own table, trapped behind glass, watching laughter I can't touch. They say come out more, you isolate too much. But the second I speak, it's your negative hush. It's easier to stay quiet, easier to fade than to fight for space in a world that paints me as the blame. My brother drinks when the truth doesn't bend his way, and his temper's a loaded gun. Literally, he'll pull metal when words won't obey. He critiques every step, every thought, every sin, like he's the warden and I'm the one doing time again. I've begged for kindness like a beggar in the rain. Just one sentence, one reminder that I matter, but the echoes always win. The silence always answers first. Months go by, same result, deaf ears, eyes glazed over like I'm a rerun they're tired of watching. They say I'm dramatic or too emotional, as if pain needs permission slips to exist. I feel tolerated, not accepted, like they keep me around out of guilt, not love. When I finally speak, they call it confrontation. When I retreat, they call it avoidance. Can't win, can't breathe, can't just be. I become the scapegoat for everyone else's storms, the shadow that swallows their reflection. Funny how fast people turn from family forever to strangers with familiar faces. They swear sincerity like it's scripture, but their loyalty has expiration dates printed in fine print. They'll say, you know I care, while scrolling through their phones, while changing the subject, while disappearing for weeks. And her, the woman I'd give my last breath for, she's my calm and my chaos, but she's stretched thin too. 1 hour a week, maybe. A moment that feels holy and heartbreaking all at once. I watch the clock try to fit a week's worth of love into 60 borrowed minutes. She doesn't mean to drift, I know that, but still I feel the distance. Still I feel the ice melting into ocean between her heart and mine. So I stay quiet again. Not because I've run out of words, but because no one seems to listen when I speak them. Anxiety is a sentence without parole, a whisper that grows teeth and chews through sanity. Every day's a trial with no jury, every night's another cell I decorate with hope. If they only knew what it takes to wake up, to smile, to pretend, to breathe steady, to fight against the tremor of what if. If they only knew that this isn't weakness, it's survival in disguise. But they don't ask, they assume, they diagnose, they distance. So I stay here in my quiet humming cell of thought, where time doesn't heal, it just counts and I count with it. The nights without sleep, the days without touch, the people I've lost to pride, the parts of myself I've buried to stay loved. This isn't self-pity, it's testimony. Because even if I'm an embarrassment to them, I still wake up. Even if I'm tolerated instead of embraced, I still love. Even if the whole world misunderstands the war inside me, I still fight it silently, daily, endlessly. Maybe that's strength. Maybe that's the only kind I've got left.